Talk about a few nyanim in the parasha. Bemis is also on Tetzave and Kisiso. To talk about the inyan today, last week's parasha parasha's Tetzave. The connection between Tetzave and Kisiso is that Tetzave begins with Veikol Lech Hashem and Zayzach, pure oil. And in this week's parasha parasha's Kisiso, the pasuk is very busy over here. The Torah is very busy with Shemen Mishchas Kodesh over here. The Meshachta is everything. Meshachta was oil moed. You have to take Shemen Mishchas Kodesh. Meshachta was oil moed. The Sarin Eidus Shulchan Kalev. Everything Mizbech Oila Kol Kalev Kier Kanoi Psukim of Aaron Bonav Timshach. You have to know all the Kalev. You have to be Moishach with oil of Aaron. The Bnei Israel to Dabalem Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Yel Ze Lili Der Seichem. That the Shemen Mishchas Kule Kain Losid Lovay was licked in there. What's lit in the Grosser Indian from the Shemen HaMishcha over here? So, besides the Shemen for the Menoyah, the whole Mishcha was full of Shemen. Everything was Nimshach for Shemen, and that Shemen is still there. Gemara and Horeis, it's still there. And it's Dele Dor Seichem, it's Kulei Kayim Lasid Lovay. It wasn't Nechzar Bechlad, it's Kulei Kayim Lasid Lovay. All the Shemen is Kayim Lasid Lovay. Which means that the Shemen must have a Shaykhis to Lasid Lovay. This Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh must have Be'ik HaShaykhis to Lasid Lovay. Because it wasn't Nechzar Bechlad, the whole thing is there. For the Asid Lovay. What's the Shaykhis to that? What's the Shaykhis to that? After that comes Shabbos, the Sugi of Shabbos before the Chet HaEgel. But I'd like to try and discuss today the Inyan of the Goydel HaChashivas, or the Inyan of Shemen in the Mishkan, which this parish is very busy with. But to base it on the Shemen, that last week's parish, it's Shemen, the Gzer Shava. To understand that whole Indian, to understand the whole Indian of Shemen. Let's go back to Parshas Tetzaveh, to last week's parasha. The pasuk says, also you see over here in this week's parasha, and you also see in Parshas Ba'aloscha that the Lahal is ner tomit, and the pasuk in Ba'aloscha says Ba'aloscha is oneris. So Rashi says Lahal is ner madlik atchtei shalheves oile me'aleh. Rashi says it in other places as well that the tachlis was the shalheves. The flame should be oil me'aleh. What's this inyan? What's the sada inyan that the shalheves is oil me'aleh? Shemen, you have to light until the shalheves is oil me'aleh. There's could be a very tifa vot of the whole inyan of shemen. Shemen is merumas and chacham. Shemen is merumas and chacham. Yiduah, yeah? Shemen is chacham. Pasuk says, also yiduah pasuk in Eiv, v'chachma me'ayin timotzi. Chachma comes from ayin. Ayin is keser. Right, ayin is the sphere of keser. Keser is rotzen, because rotzen hasn't got time. Why do you want something? Why you want something? The rotzen that you have for something, is lemal lemala. It's something that you can't put into words. Why ever? A rotzen is an atzmi sticker thing. And so do the svarim say that keser equals rotzen. Keser is rotzen. Rotzen means that every yid has in him a rotzani. Every yid has in him, our rotzen is, our keser is, that we want to do rotzen Hashem. Our keser is that we want to do rotzen Hashem. That's our keser. Our keser is that the keser is rotzen, rotzenenu las is rotzenecha. The whole Mishkan was built on the idea of being Megale what the Etzem Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Klal Yisrael is, and the Etzem Rotzen of Klal Yisrael is to do the Rotzen Hashem. It's the Ritzenenu Las is Ritzenecha. The whole Mishkan was built Me'ez Kol Eish Ashe Yidvenu Liboy. He has to show his Nadivas Alev. He has to show that he has a Rotzen to it, because the whole Mishkan is built on bringing out the Pnimistika Rotzen of the Yid, and the Pnimistika Rotzen of the Yid is Ritzenenu Las is Ritzenecha. That's the pnimius. Shemen is chochma. Shemen chochma me'ayin timotze. Shemen comes from that keser. That's why you also moshech a king with oil, because a king comes from keser. Comes from shemen is the inyan of malchus, and shemen is the inyan of chochma. And chochma is me'ayin timotze. So this all bringing out tifa rotzen of a god of a yid. And now the tifa rotzen of a yid is that we ritzenenu lasis ritzenecha. It's a natural rotzen. The Ratzon that we have to do Ratzon Hashem, Ratzoneinu La'aseh Ratzonecha, is not something that we have to work on. It's just like a person has a Ratzon, he can't understand why he has that Ratzon. It's a Metzias in him that he has that Ratzon. So too, the Ratzoneinu La'aseh Ratzonecha is a Metzias Dikazach. When Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma, when we said Na'aseh, Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma, what does it mean Na'aseh V'Nishma? It showed that they had the Ratzon was there. Even before they heard it, the first thing is the Ratzon. The Ratzon was there. Na'aseh V'Nishma is a Ratzon. Na'aseh V'Nishma is a Ratzon. That's how they were Magala, the Shaykh to Keser. So as soon as they said Na'aseh V'Nishma, the Gemara says in Shabbos, the Malach HaShoros came down and put crowns in them. Putting crowns in them means that they were Makusha now to they were Magala, they were Magala their Kesher to the Indian of Keser. So Mela, Klal Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma, they showed that they reached that darga of Kesa, they reached that darga of Ratzoneinu. Now that darga is a madrega, and that madrega is the madrega of Olam Me'alea. Olam Me'alea. Olam Me'alea means this is the natural. Me'alea means it's natural. It doesn't need his amtsus. It doesn't need it's this is what I want. If this is what I want, that's the sod. That's the sod of Olam Me'alea. The sod of Oyla Me'alea, Shalev's Oyla Me'alea means Rotzen. Oyla Me'alea and Rotzen go together. Because if you have the Rotzen to do something, this is what I want. Rotzenenu, Lasses Rotzenach. Ve'nasa ve'nishma, they reached that darga. They reached the darga of Kesa of Rotzen. That was Megala, this is their Rotzen. That's the inin of Paruch HaNishmasim. When they heard the Rabban Shalom talking to them, there was a Paruch HaNishmasim, they died. What's the sod of Paruch HaNishmasim? The sod of Paruch HaNishmasim is so the parcha of parcha nishmasan is that they just left. They just sailed off. They just left. That's oyle me'alea. The parcha nishmasan is the shalheves was oyle ish. The neshama is oyle me'alea. A ner is the neshama. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. And the parcha nishmasan means the ner, the shalheves of the ner is oyle me'alea. Is parcha nishmasan. The ner is the neshama. Ner Hashem nishmas Adam. So it's oyle me'alea. So be'etzem Klal Yisrael and Megala. Or it's an inu las tzenecha. That's an inu of oyle me'alea. That they were megalev when they said nasa v'nishma. It showed that they were shayach to that inu of rotzon. Tosfos and Shabbos asked the kasha that when he said when Klal Yisrael said nasa v'nishma, when Klal Yisrael said nasa v'nishma, so why did Hakadosh Baruch have to be kofalem hakigigis? Hashem was kofalem hakigigis. Why did they have to be through kfiya? They already said nasa v'nishma. Tosfos kasha. The Medrash Tanchuma says that Torah Shebal Peh is Yigiyah Namela, and therefore Na'aseh V'Nishma wasn't on Torah Shebal Peh, and Namela because Na'aseh V'Nishma wasn't on Torah Shebal Peh, therefore that's why they needed on Torah Shebal Peh Kofanim Ha'akagigis. This whole Nakuda, this whole Inyan, is Mamish the Inyan of Koifin Oysa Shiyemer Reitzani. Klal Yisrael at that point holding on the Madrega where they were holding by Reutzani. What do we need all this Yigi and Amela for? Reutzani is they didn't understand what this Yigi and Amela is all about. Reutzani, this is Oyle Me'alea. Oyle Me'alea by itself means without any samtsus. And Taka, if not for the Cheta Egel, then like Gemara says in the Dorm, Torah Shebal Peh would be Nichlal and Torah Shebal Ksav. There wouldn't have been any Yigi and Amela. But since HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there's going to be a Cheta Egel, and since there's going to be a Cheta Egel, so then Avada the Rotzen Tif is still there. But then there's a different darga, then there's already what's called Makino Yisa Hashem HaRotzani, Koifino Yisa Hashem HaRotzani, and that's the end of Kofalem HaKigigis. They didn't want Torah Shebal Peh as the Medrash Tanchuma because of the Yigiyah. It doesn't mean they didn't want Yigiyah. What's Yigiyah? Where's Yigiyah over here? Our Yigiyah is only something to break the clipper, to break the goof, to break the whatever. But they were holding on the Madrego, they're ready Oyla Me'alea. If they're ready Oyla Me'alea, they were massing everything Kafishu, and therefore where's the Yigiyah? So therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Kofale Ma'ake Gigas. This is Miram, is that there's going to be a Tkufa where Koifin Oysa Hashem HaRotzani. There's going to be a Tkufa where Koifin Oysa Hashem HaRotzani. And therefore Hashem was Kofale Ma'ake Gigas. So that's and that's on Torah Shebal Peh. The Torah Shebal Peh is only going to become. A person's going to have to work very hard on Torah Shebal Peh. It's going to be Yigiyah Namela. But that came after. That came after the Chet Ha'Egel. So the Koifin Oysah Shiyemah Roitzani. It's all the same Nakuda. They reached that Darga of Kesa, which is Roitzer. In later Doiras, it's going to be harder to reach that Darga of Kesa, where it's Roitzani. That's the Sod of Parshas Tetzaveh. After the Tetzaveh has been Yisrael, v'yikchu lecha shemen zay zoch kosis lamor. It's crushed. And the Medrash Rabba says, well, what's in the kosis lamor? That Klal Yisrael is nimshal lezayis. Why is Yisrael nimshal lezayis? Ma zayis. Klal Yisrael is nimshal lezayis because ma zayis, the choyftin oise, maklin oise, the zayis gets shmetted, gets crushed and gets dus. So too Klal Yisrael gets crushed and then they bring out the shemen zayizoch. That's what Medrash Rabba says. So that's the pshat. The pshat is that Parshas Tetzaveh, the name of Moshe Rabbeinu is not anymore in Parshas, is not written in Parshas Tetzaveh. And the Bala Torim says the reason why his name is not mentioned because of the Chet Egel, and he says Vim Ayin Mechein, you know. So therefore he's a Mechein, you know, in Parshas Tetzaveh. Why Dafkin Parshas Tetzaveh is he Mechein, you know? Parshas Tetzaveh is the Parsha that was Nagala that now is going to have to come through Kosis Lamor. Now you're only going to get the Mor out, you're only going to get that Roitzani. You're only going to get the Roitzani through Kosis. Kosis is Kofin, Kofinoisa is Kofin Aleim Hakigigis. That's after the Chet HaEgel. To get to the Dara of Kesa, you're going to have to work very hard. Hashem wants to destroy Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Im Tisoch HaTosom Vim Ayin Mechein Ino. Ayin is Kesef. Ayin is that Dara of Kesa. Which means that Moshe Rabbeinu had to be Megala that even after the Chet HaEgel, we're going to reach the Dara of Kesa. Meaning that there still is that Ratzon, still is Ratzoneinu. It could be that we need Pech, it could be that we need Kosis, it could be we need Koifin Oisei. And that's why there's going to be an Oinish. Tak is going to be an Oinish. Biyom Pokati, Biyom Pokti, Pokadati, the Klal Yisrael are Nenash for the Chet HaEgel. But the Nenash for the Chet HaEgel, that's only the Chelik of Koifin Oisei. But the Yeroitzani stayed the same. Parashat Tzave is that Parashat which Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not there. Because Moshe Rabbeinu is in the Ayin. Ayin is the Kesa. So Parsha Tzaveh is that Parsha of Kesa. How are you Megala Kesa? You Megala the Kesa through Kosis Lamor. Through the Kosis Lamor. That's the Shemen. Shemen is Chochmah. Chochmah is Mi'ayin. To get that Chochmah, which is Mi'ayin. For that you need a Kosis. That's the Zayis. This is the Parsha of how to get to the Roitzani. The Zayas gets you to the right. The Zayas gets you to the right Sunni because the Zayas needs to be crushed, and the Kosis gets you to the Kosis gets you to the right Sunni. That's Parshas Tetzaveh. And that's why Parshas Tetzaveh says, and that's the Pshat in Rashi, that you have to be madlik oisoy ad sheteshalev zoyda meleah. Doesn't go straight. But Mamet Hasina is porcha nishmosem as oyla meleah without any hisamsus. Over here, you're going to have to be madlik. You have to be madlik ad sheteshalev zoyda meleah. But the ikke is that darg of rotz. Therefore, that's why the Mishkan, which was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, is the place where we focus the getting back to the Roitzani. And therefore, that's why in the Mishkan, everything needed to be Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha. Nimshach b'Shemen HaMishcha, Shemen is Chochmah, Chochmah is Me'ayin Timotze. Whatever is Nimshach by the Shemen HaMishcha feels the Lahalis Ner, feels that Bechin of Lahalis Ner. The Chiddush of Lahalis Ner, Tomid in Parashat Tetzaveh is, why Tomid? Tomid means nothing changed. The Lahalis Ner Tomid. To be that lahale, that shalevis oilam e'aleah, that roitzani, that's where the yid tomid. Nothing's changed. It used to be bizgalis, and now it's behela. Now you need to be koifinoisa, now there's a makinoisa from around in order to be megala the roitzani. Obe the roitzani is there tomid. It's always there. So kosis lamor lahalis ne tomid is the mamash amar dika hemshech in the words. Kosis lamor lahalis ne tomid. Kosis Lamor is the new way of getting to the Roitzani. And then after the Kosis, then you'll be Zorcha to be back to the Shalheves, Lahalis, the Shalheves is Oilem Eileah. But that Shal, how can you get back to it? Because Tomid, it's always there. It's just a matter of now, there's two ways of getting to it. Either you can get to it without Yigir, or you have to get to it through Yigir. Matan Torah even got to it through Nasav and Ishmael, they got through it without Yigir. And now you can only get to that Madre, you can only get to that Da'agadi De Yigir, through Yigir. So that's Parshas Tetzaveh, and that's Parshas Kisisa. Parshas Kisisa, the Refuah Koyder Namaka, is the whole parasha of Shemen HaMishcha. Whole parasha of the Shemen HaMishcha. In the Mishkan, there was a dogish over there, the Indian of Chochme Mi'ayin Timotzi. And that's, we're using Shemen to anoint. Shemen also lights. Shemen also is Oyla Me'er Leshel, lights of Shalhebes, that's Oyla Me'er Leh. And that's the Indian, the Mishkan has to be full of the Indian of Reitzani. The Indian, the Mishkan is the Indian of Nidvas Levi Yisrael. Meis Kalisha Sheidvenu Liboy. Yidvenu Liboy means we have this Rotzen. If you have that Rotzen, it means that you have the Chochma Satoira, that is Mi'ayin Timotzi, that comes from Kesa, comes from that Rotzen. And that's something that's always there. And that's why all the Kalim needed the Shema Mishkan. Same Indian is B'Shabbos as well. Shabbos is a Yom HaMenucha. Shabbos says that Moshe Rabbeinu, we lost the Ksarim, didn't we? We lost the Ksarim after the Chet Egel. We lost the Ksarim. It says that Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us back the Ksarim. Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelke. On Shabbos we get the Ksarim back. Why do we get the Ksarim? Why do we get the Ksarim back on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is a Yom HaMenucha. Shabbos we know is the time. Shabbos is the day where we say Keser. Shabbos Mincha is the Indian of Keser. Shabbos is the Zman of Keser. Shabbos is the Zman of Rotzen. The Spitz of Shabbos is Shalashulis. Shalashulis is called Rav and Deravin. Rav and Deravin is Rotzen Deravin. Shabbos is where we reach the Spitz Indian of Rotzen. And the Spitz Indian of Rotzen is, it's Oilem Eileo. Doesn't need this Amtsus. Shabbos is the day of Menucha. The Torah Shebal Peh that needs Yigia, that's the Shishis Sidur Mishnah, that's the 6 days of the week. Shabbos is the darga where we get our crowns. We get our Shabbos is the darga where we remember Miskasha back to Keser. Once we remember Miskasha back to Keser, then we feel the Ratzon. We feel the Ratzoneinu Lasses Ratzonecha. We don't need any Yigia. We don't need any Makinoi Seat Sheima Ratzoni. That's the darga of Menuchas Shabbos. When a Yid is living in the darga of Keser, then the Yid is always be Menucha. He's not a nervous type of person. Shalhevis is Oilem Eileo. He's living in a world. That's the world Rabbi Shemaya lives in. He lives in the Darga of Keser. The Darga of Keser is you're the whole time with Menucha, the whole time with Tainuk, the whole time with Simcha, the whole time. It's Oilem Eileo. The Rotzen is Oilem Eileo. He doesn't need Pech. There's no Koifenois over there. That's the Darga of Tikkun. It's like the Darga of Lifnei Achet. That's the Darga. That's like the Darga of Matan Torah. The Darga of Matan Torah is Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma. Baruch HaNishmoson, Der Shalhevis was Oilem Eileo. It was a darga. It was a hecher darga. That's the darga of Menuchas Shabbos. And that's why Shabbos, near the Shemen HaMishcha, is also in this week's parasha. The Indian of Shabbos, the Indian of Shemen HaMishcha is one thing. Shemen HaMishcha is the Chochmah Me'ayin. The Indian of Shabbos is also the darga of Chochmah Me'ayin. Shabbos is the darga of Keser, and the Shemen is a Hamshacha from the darga of Keser. The Adlokas near Shabbos is like the Bechinas of Menoyer. A Yid who's be'emes a Nasa v'nishma dik Yid. A Yid who's be'emes Nidva Liboy to serve the Rabbeinu Shleilam. He's a Reitza Nidik Yid. He's a Yid of Tikkun. And such a Yid of Tikkun, his avoid is Oilem Eileo. Doesn't have to push, doesn't have to be misamit, doesn't have to be Aliyas and Yiridus. It's Oilem Eileo. And that the Yid is to have a Sheifa to reach such Madregas. And that's the Emes Dika Chochma of Torah is that we learn Torah because we want to do Ratzon Hashem. The end of Parashas Tetzaveh is the Ketores. The Ketores, we know, goes hand in hand with the Menorah. Ketores Baboiker, this is the Menorah in the Boiker, Tovas Aneiros, and Feed the Rambam at Lok in the morning as well. And then there was a Ketores Shabbein Ad for the afternoon, the same time as the Menorah in the afternoon. The two go hand in hand. The Parashas Tetzaveh, the two go hand in hand. There's the Menorah at the beginning of the Parashah, and there's the Zbeach HaKetores at the end of the Parashah. Ketores was the Avoid of Reach. It was Samemonim, it was the Avoid of Reach. Giving a reach for HaKadosh Baruch. What's the reach? Who's called the Rashi Ma'ikra? What's the reach for HaKadosh Baruch? Rashi says at the beginning of Ayikra. Rashi says, Oilo Ishei Reach Nichoyach Lashem. What's Nichoyach? Nechoyach is nachas ruach lefanai. It's a nachas ruach lefanai she'amarati v'nasa ratzayni. It's a nachas ruach she'amarati v'nasa ratzayni. The ratzayni, the ratzon, Klal Yisrael's ratzon, ratzon is miskasha with Rabban Shlom. That's the nachas ruach. The nachas ruach is when a yid serves the Rabban Shlom in an oifen of his oyle me'alea. He's reached that stage where all he wants to do is to do Ratzon Hashem. Where our Ratzon is Miskasha to the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Reach Nechayach. All Karbonos had that. Because all Karbonos had that in him, like it says at the beginning of Ayikra, Yakriva Yisai L'Ritzoynoi. L'Ritzoynoi, Kaifino Yisai Hashem HaRitzoni. Once he got to that Ritzoni, so then that gave the Nachas Ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Korban that's an Avoida that's Kulei Reach, which was the Mizbeach HaKtoiris, that's Kula Kol Kulei Reach. It's an Avodah that's Kol Kulei Nachas Ruach, the Rabban Shalom. It's a Reach Nechoyach. It's a Kol Kulei Nachas Ruach of doing Ratzon Hashem. That's the Avodah of K'toiris. Avodah of K'toiris is being Megale, the Yid, most Pnimistic of Ratzon is, that Ratzoneinu L'Asas Ratzonach. So it's Kol Kulei Avodah of Nachas Ruach to Hashem. It's a Kol Kulei and Avodah of Reach Nechoyach. It's the nachas ruach shamati v'nasa ritzayni. It's the ritzani of every single yid. That's the k'toris. K'toris is the ritzani of every single yid. Sometimes it's very hidden. Sometimes you got to take the k'toris into the kodesh hakadoshim once a year to be megala the ratzon of Klal Yisrael. In the kodesh hakadoshim, the aron over there, different than the menorah. The aron was an avodah. The aron, the whole bichlal, the whole inyan of the aron is this kashrus of Torah and Anasa v'nishmatikoyf. It's yidua that the Oren is Torah shebiksav and the Menorah is Torah shebal peh. Torah shebal peh is Yigiyah b'Torah. Yigiyah b'Torah, that's Kosis Lamar. That's Kosis Lamar. Yigiyah b'Torah, that's the meaning of Kosis Lamar. Menorah, that's the Indian of Nasa Luchos was there. That's the Indian of Nasa Venishma. That's the Indian of Oila Me'alea. That's why the people who carried the Oran used to carry them. They were Oila. The Oran carried them. It was like a Bechina of the Parasek and the Fayim of the Kruvim. It's like a Parcha Mishmosa. It's like an Oila Me'alea. The Keteris, when the Keteris went onto the Kodesh, onto the Oran, on Yom Kippur, the Kodesh Goshem, it went into the place. Where naturally, that's where the rotzen of Yid is. Kodesh Kodashim Keilu is a mockum of Menucha. Nothing much went on there during the year. It was a place of the Metzias of the Madrega of Klal Yisrael. The Metzias, the Pnimistic Metzias of the Madrega of Klal Yisrael is Oyla Me'ala. There's nothing that has to be done, basically. It's Oyla Me'ala. That Darga of being Oyla Me'ala, that Darga is a Darga of the Oren of the Kodesh Kedoshim. And that's why we had to bring the Ketores, which is Kulei Roitzani, Kulei the Rotzen, and to bring that into the Kodesh Kedoshim. So the Oren and the Menorah was a similar way, just the Menorah, you had to have Yegiyah, you had to be a Kosis Lamar, and that's fighting through Torah Shebaal Peh to get to it. But the Oren was Gelasim. Yom Kippur, even I told you, as the Meshech Chochma says, that Yom Kippur was a calm day in Klal Yisrael. It was a Menucha Dika day. It's a day where Klal Yisrael were Oile Me'ele. It's a day without his sansus. It's a Shabbos Dika day. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos Shabbosim. Just like the Shabbos, we said, the Spitz of Shabbos is the Inyan of Keser. And the Inyan of Keser is the Inyan of Rotza, and the Inyan of, we want to do the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu naturally. It's Oile Me'ele. Just like we said that by Shabbos. It's the same thing with Kodesh Kadosh, the Yom Kippur is exactly the same. Kol Chatzeichem Lifnei Hashem Titahor. Lifnei Havaya. Havaya is Yud Kesta, Yud is Chochem. Lifnei Havaya is Kesem. Lifnei Hashem Titahor. Lifnei Havaya is the Darga of Kesem. That's the Darga. The Darga of Kesem is the Darga of we naturally want to do Ratzon Hashem. So it's Keilu, a natural day. Yom Kippur, it says Yitzumah Shel Yom is Mechaper. If you want shit, you don't even have to do tshuva. It's the day itself is mechaper. The day itself, just the day itself, just like Shabbos, just the day itself. It's a darga. It's a darga of going back to the darga. We get our crowns back. Keser on Shabbos. Ravin the Ravin. The Rotzin is oil mila. You don't have to work on the Rotzin. So that's Shabbos. That's this week's parasha. That's the Sherman. And that's Shabbos. And that's what we get back. It went to Kefel, it went away by the eagle, and we get to back on Shabbos. So that's why the Mizbech HaKtoiris was the end of Parshas Tetzaveh. And not only that, it says that the smoke from the Ketores was Tomei V'Oile. It also says our Indian of the Oshon. Special spices being oil. And that's why the Ketores also has the Chelbana inside. The Ketores also has the Chelbana. Because the Chelbana, when you're on that Darga, and every Yid has that Reitzani. Every Yid has that Reitzani Memela. So it comes out from this whole shmooze, and this is a mamish like a mitzvah lefarsim. It's obvious, it's partial, it's a mitzvah lefarsim, that the whole yigiyah and amela, is only to take away the klippah. Yiddishkeit itself doesn't require anything. Yiddishkeit is oyla me'aleh. The rotzen of the yid is a rotzen that's oyla me'aleh. Doesn't need anything. It's kule tanug, kule dvekas, kule gishmak, that's Avodas Hashem. Everything around it is just to get that away. Zayas, Shemen is in the Zayas. The Zayas itself is bitter, is ma. Ma is the same letters as rum. Amalek is gematria rum. The gaiva of a yid, that needs to be broken. The anoichius of a yid, that has to be broken. When that's broken, then the yid is oilam eileh. Zayis is kosher l'shikha. Zayis is kosher l'shikha. Amalek is shikha. Loitishkoch. Machias Amalek, you don't forget. Before Amalek's nimcha, then you forget. It's loitishkoch. That's when you have machias Amalek, then you can bring out the roitzani. Shemen is the Reitzani. Shemen is the Chochm, which comes from Ayin. When you crush the olive, when you crush the Amalek away from us, then you Megala the Reitzani. Kof Aleim Hake Gigis, Shazen Ekfir, when were they Makabal the Torah Berotzen? The Torah Shabbat Berotzen, when? And Purim. Purim, the Matan Torah, there was the Koifin, I say. And Purim was Shiema Reitzani. Holding a Purim, because Amalek is the Rom, is the bitterness of the Zayas. Amalek is the klippah of the Zayas, the shikha, the everything. When you crush that, when that goes away, and then what comes out is the Shemen, and the Shemen is the Keser, and the Keser is the Chochmah from Keser, and that is the Madrega of Reitzani. So Chodesh Adar comes together with these parishes. The parishes that we're trying to break away from everything else to be Megala, the Etzem Yid, that is Oyla Me'aleh. And that's the whole tikkun of a yid, the whole tikkun of a yid until the tikkun of shalim. Is mamish that nakuda. The whole tikkun of the yid is the tikkun to be misakin that we should feel, and especially when it comes to a Shabbos, because when it comes to a Shabbos, we should feel a tiny. We sit by Shalosh Shudas, we should feel a natural. You know, this miris is just an outpouring of the yiddish nefesh, of the roitzani. The Tveikas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's just sitting. What's special about Shabbos? You have to masbe what's special about Shabbos. You sit by the Shabbos Tish and Mezint, and you say Divrei Torah. What's special about Shabbos? It's somebody who prepares himself. Misha Torah Be'er Shabbos, Yerucham Shabbos. You can't be Misatzim and Samets on Shabbos. Shabbos is the man of Rotz. If you don't get rid of the desires, if you don't get rid of the bitter Shlechta Middis, the bitter Zachen, as anyone sees Shabbos, you can only connect to Shabbos if you come into Shabbos naturally. If you come into Shabbos Gishmak, the Frida Gracham Srif Grebi, you just come into Shul before Shabbos with that Sefer, with that. You can see he was Oyla to the Rotzen. We're getting the Ksarim back. It's a Nasa Venishma Tikazach. It's Meis Kalisha Sheid Vene Libri Tikazach. That's Shabbos. That's Yom Kippur as well. People are so misamets on Yom Kippur. About it, there's inuyin, but the dveikus to Hashem on Yom Kippur is going into the Kodesh Kadoshim. We're putting the Torah on the Kruvim. We're flying. We're oil. It's oil me'aleh. We reach the Dagger. It's oil me'aleh. That's what we're talking about over here. That's the parasha of Tetzaveh Kisisa. So we missed last week being together. Tried to say something that's makasha. Last week and this week. Ritzaneh. Either to try and work to shemitz the dog of Ritzaneh. Taki you see by emestik and tzaddikim. So the Amshan Rebbe, you see, he's earnest the whole time, but it's everything is so natural. Everything's so natural. He's always calm. He's earnest, but he's always calm. Gishmak. These people are living in a world of Ritzaneh. These people are living in a world of mamish of Ritzaneh. Living in the world of Nasa and Ishma. Living when nothing's bitter, nothing's those. It's all the Ritzani, it's all Shabbistik, it's all Yom Kippurdik, it's all Rav in the Ravindik. It's all Rav in the Ravindik. That's the Nafkimina. That's the Nafkimina between the Zman of Tikkun and the whole Mishkan, which is getting to the same place, but it's getting to the same place with the Kossis. It's getting to the same place with the Kossis. The Darga of Noyach is the Darga of Menucha. Noyach is a Bayonach, is the Darga of Shabbos. After the aftermath, after the pegam, is the Yoina came within Alizai's Torah of Befiyah. Now it's we have to get to that darga, but there's going to be a Zayis over there. It's going to have to be crushed. But Noach himself was a Menucha de Kamatzav. The person who's a Menucha de Kamatzav doesn't get caught up with all the Cholim, with all the, everything else that's going on in the world. And that's the Indian of the Shemen HaMishcha, is there Loinam Kayim. Kayim means it's Kayim Lader Seichim, it's Kayim for Lasid Lovi, because that's when we're going to reach the Daga, that's when we're going to go back to the Daga of Tikkun. The shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the shame of Eke Asher Eke. The shame of Kesa is Eke Asher Eke. Eke is always in the future. It's going to be Nizgala. It's going to be Nizgala, the Moske, that was Moedi Kishmak. It's going to be Nizgala, the Ritzani of the whole Bria. The whole Bria is going to have the Ritzani, the Yidin are going to bring out the Moedi Ritzani, like Adam and Rishon of Neachet. That's why Purim is the Ritzani. Purim is Megal. Purim takes Purim is Megala the Ritzani that comes after the Koyf Meisik. By Purim, Purim is the end of the year because of the Mashiach. Purim, it says, is Amoed is Osid in a bottle, but Purim is not going to be bottled. Like Yosef Mizarum, because Purim is the Ritzani. Ritzani is like it was before the Chet. Ritzani is going back to like it's going to be, like it was last Seif Meisik and Machshav Tchilah. And Tchilah was like this, and Besoif is going to be like this. Purim is the Ritzani that's going to be Chai V'Kayim Loilam. I have to get that message out to the world. Yid of other wants to do Ratzon Hashem. He's plugging, he's fighting with himself because he's not at the Ritzani. If he'd only be at the Ritzani, he wouldn't have to fight. I feel that every time when I go to Sira B'Shemaya, I see a Yid who's mamish Shemin Mishchas Kodesh. He's Shemin Mishkidu, he's mamish in the Dargo, he's so helik, and it's so part of his system, it's so gewaltig. You know that's mamish. He's mamish a darg of tikkun. Mamish a darg of tikkun. Everything by him is right. About the right sani. Everything is shalhev is oil me'alea. Bilvavi mishkan. Everyone said about him. He doesn't have to be misamitz in his achonas to a mitzvah. He's there already. He's there already by every mitzvah. He's there already. It's all. His whole avodas Hashem is the bechin of oil. He's being mala oil mala mala the whole time. It's all in the darg of being oil me'alea. She's zoichet to see that my tzaddikim. She's zoichet to be niskarif. To these madrigas, she was zochet to a chodesh of roitzani without makinoise chas v'shalom. She took rachamim machasadim. Rachamim is also keser, whatever. This gala after the egel, you'd give a midas of rachamim. Rachamim is also the darga, the holy darga. Keser, everything's in this gala with the keser, with the shemen, everything's in this gala. That's the sort of the chachma. Yidu learns the Torah with shemen, with chachma, the kedusha. He's learning Torah with roitzani. His whole Torah is all kuli for the Rebbeinu Shalom. He's learning a Torah with the Ritzani. He's not getting involved. Shemen Zay Zoch means the Reina Chachma is a Chachma that's coming Me'ayin. It's a Chachma that's only Ritzani. There's nothing around it. That's the Torah that was learned in the Beis Hamikdash. Torah the Shema, a Torah which is called kuli the Bechinas Nasa Vinishma. That's the dag of the mystical dag of Torah is the dag of Ritzani. And the dag of Ritzani is Lahalas Net Tomet. It's the dag that's always there. And that's why there's Vegisa by Yom and Velayla. There's no Hesach Hadas from Talmud Torah. Because Talmud Torah is the Ritzani. It's Chachma. Chachma Satorah is coming Me'ayin. Me'ayin is always there by Yid. Eke Asher Eke. In Golas Mitzrayim. I'm here. I'm always with you. I'm always with you. We've always got that dag. We've always got that Pnimis of the Kamadriga. That's the dag of Eke Asher Eke. So that's the mitzvah, the gisa b'yom v'layla. If you're learning Torah on a reitzani to koifen, then how can you stop? The dag of reitzani never stops. It might be covered over, but it's not stopping. Someone who learns Torah lishma doesn't feel the yigiyah in a male of Torah. It's kulei tainug. Doesn't feel the yigiyah. He doesn't feel the yigiyah. He sees it's his tainug. It's his drug. Zoch to be addicted to the right side. Okay, Ari. So it's a sum up from the share of last week. The klal is that the whole Mishkan was Megale Ritzoneinu Lasas Ritzonecha. Whatever the Kodesh Kadoshim is, that's a klal. The Kodesh Kadoshim, you can see the message clearest, because the Kodesh Kadoshim is the undiluted message. Outside, it's more of a message which is mislabish. The Kodesh Kadoshim is always the message which is not mislabish bechlal. That is what the whole Mishkan is. Outside is a mayin of the Kodesh Kadoshim, but the Kodesh Kadoshim is always the, in a lot of different ways. The Kodesh Kadoshim is the mokum where that is where the message is seen in its clearest, without any mishalim. That's where it is. Kodesh Kadoshim, as we said, was the mokum of the natural ritzoneinu lasas ritzonecha. We said that Shabbos is the inyan of menucha because it's a time where a person realizes and feels that he naturally is oila. Everything his avodas Hashem is oila me'aleh. His avodas Hashem is oila me'aleh. That's the inyan of Shabbos. It's yidua that the three sudas of Shabbos are keneged the three chalakim of the Mishkan of the Beis Hamikdash, the Azorah, the Almoid, and the Kodesh Kadoshim. Comes out that Shalashudas is taka keneged the Kodesh Kadoshim. Shalashudas is the zman of Rav and the Rav, which is Ratzon and Ratzon, which is the most pnimistic of Ratzon that there is. The most pnimistic of Ratzon that there is, which is Shalashudas, is the Kodesh Kadoshim. So, made of what you see from Shalashudas, it's called the Sudas Shalashudas, it's called Narav and the Rav and Ratzon Ratzon. That is the Mokum of the Kodesh Kadoshim, which is Megala, the Ratzon of Klal Yisrael. That's called Rav and the Rav and the Ratzon of the Ratzon. There's a Ratzon of Hashem and there's a Ratzon of Klal Yisrael, and there they come together. In the Mizbeach, you need to koi, it's a koi finay Sachem Eretzani. In the Mizmenoira, there's Kosis Lamoira till it's Oilem Eileh. The Kodesh Kadoshim, without Kosis and without koi finay Sachem, that's the way it is, like we said last week with the Aaron. That's the story. That's the sheker of the Sudas Achashverosh, that it says Vashtiya Kados Ein Oines. The pshat is that every kilo Achashverosh wanted Klal Yisrael to feel that everything is there. He wore the big day kahuna and they used kelim for the Beis Hamikdash. The Yidden should feel that they have a natural kesher. Natural kesher to Achashverosh. They don't need the koyfen oisay. They have a natural kesher. A yid should have a natural kesher to goyishkeit. That's the klipa of Purim. Kilo, the klipa of the gzeira. The yid should have a yid has a natural kesher to goyishkeit. And that was the sod vashtiya kados ein oines. There's no koyfen oisay. You have a natural hanoah. Everything's natural over here. Just like the Mishkan, you felt naturally ritzaneinu lasois ben shloinam. Is la havdal elv havdalas. He wanted Klal Yisrael to have a natural feeling that they should blend in and integrate into his malchus without forcing, without shtiyah. And that's how you can be oiker the inyan of Beis Hamikdash, because that was the whole soul of Beis Hamikdash. So the Megillah Taka starts that he was mevatel by hevi mechashverish. He was mevatel the binyan Beis Hamikdash because he wants ritzineinu lasis kritzoi noi. That's what he wants. And for that he wore the big tikkunah. For that it was a bechina of einoinus. His whole malchus is a bechina. His whole malchus was a bechina of einoinus. Mordechai is the more duro. We said of the shemen amishcha. The shemen is we know shemen is nimshach from kesser. Shemen is nimshach. But shemen, you only get the shemen through kosis lamor. But we said the darga of kesser is the darga of kesser is the darga of our natural ritzoneinu lasas ritzonecha, right? That's what we discussed last week. Mordechai in Atarim 9 shnema mordoro maradachia targa, meaning the besomim that they put into the shemen. Besomim is keser, because besomim is reach. Reach nichoyach is a marti benasa ritzoini. So the inyan of reach is the inyan of ritzoneinu lasas ritzonecha. That's the inyan. Rabbi Yishman says a marti benasa ritzoini. That's where the ritzoinis come together. Ritzoinis come together in the inyan of reach. Because Reach, we know, is the only one which was Nifkam in the Chet of Adam Arishan. And therefore, since Reach was Nifkam Chet Arishan, through Reach, we own the Darg of Adam Lifnei Achet. And the Darg of Adam Lifnei Achet was that everything naturally he wanted to do Ratzon Hashem. Like we discussed last week, where Yishtem Arumim, the Lais by Shoshu, they didn't have to be clothed because every aver of their body was Memela to do Ratzon Hashem. And like the Ramban says in Parashas Nitzavim, that Lova, it'll go back to like it was, that we will naturally want to do Ratzon Hashem. So the Chusha Reach says when Esoscha wasn't Nifkim in the Chet of the Tzadas, which means that the Chusha Reach is Amarti Benas Ritzoyni. That it also explains the whole Inyan of Reach Nichoyach Amarti Benas Ritzoyni. Because that's the Chush, that's Adam Lifnei Achet. So that's the Bechinus Ratzon. So in the Shana Mishcha, the Darga of the Beis Hamikdash was a Darga. If you go deeper into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you're going into Mokim which relates to Reach. You're going into Mokim that relates to Reach. When you go into Mokim that relates to Reach, that's where you take the Ketoris into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Zman of, we said, it's all Chazor Kippur. Yom Kippur is the Zman of Ritzinei Nulas, is Ritzinecho, and the Darga of Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Darga of Reach, which is the Darga of Ketoris, and that's why we take the Ketoris into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which is the Bechina of Reach. So Reach is the Bechina of Keser, or Ritzineinu Las is Ritzinecha. Besomim is Reach. So Ata Kach Lecha Besomim Roish Mor Doror. The Besomim in the Shemin HaMishcha, the Shemin is doch more of a Koifin Reis Yedek HaMatziv. It's the Ratzin that comes to the Shemin. That's why they put Besomim into the Shemin, to be Mamshech the Keser into the Shemin. Which is a hecher dargo of Ritzin, a higher dargo of the Ratzin. It's the dargo of the Ratzin which comes from Keser. Shemin is Chochma comes from Keser. V'ha-Chochma me'ayin timotze, as we discussed. Chochma me'ayin timotze. Shemin is the Chochma, and the Reach is the Ayin. The Ayin is the Keser. So maybe that's what Mutcha had to bring down. Since Klal Yisrael, since the Pagam of Klal Yisrael was what? Since the Pagam of Klal Yisrael was that they were nene ke'ilu, that their rotzen is to do chas v'shalom, the rotzen of achashveirosh in an oifen of ke'ilu ein oines, in an of that ke'ilu, this is what we naturally want, ein oines, this is what we naturally want. So the one that to bring out Mordechai Tzadik, he had to bring that darga, that Noro, he had to bring the emistic darga of ritzeneinu lasis ritzenecha, and that's putting the keser on Esther Malka, the keser, and later Medrash, whatever, about putting the crown on Mordechai as well. The Keser to be brought back on Mordechai and Esther. The Keser, the Darug of Keser to be brought back to Klal Yisrael through Mordechai. And maybe therefore it's not good enough just in order to combat the Zed Loma Zed that Achashverosh wanted us to feel. B'pnei Nenu, other Rabbi, it wasn't a kfir. B'pnei Nenu, we have to feel our natural back. Natural back is to get back to the Darug of Keser, which is putting the Keser Malchus on Esther and later on putting the Keser Malchus and riding him through the Mordechai through the streets. But Levush Malchus, and it says the Haman told Mordechai to put the Keser even onto Mordechai. So this is all the dark that Mordechai had to bring back the emistic and natural rotzen, and the natural rotzen is the inin of besomim, and that goes into the shemen amishcha. The besomim, the keser is felt in the chochma, the ayin is felt in the chochma, in the shem, chochma ayin timotzei. Therefore, Mordechai is dafka the not stam the shemen amishcha, the mor deror, the besomim that went into the shemen amishcha. The psalm that went into the Shem, that's the Dagger of Mordechai. And that was the Zel Umazeh of bringing back the Ritzenenu, Lassas Ritzenecha, which they brought back through being Makabal, the Torah Shabbal Peh, Ba'ava B'simcha. So to do away with the Koyf, with the Kofin Elaim Haki Gigas. Now we want to Makabal Ba'ava. Now there's no Koyfin, now we won't want it Ba'ava. And therefore, for that you need Besomim in the Shemen. Besomim in the Shemen, that's Mordoro, that's where it's near Maz Mordechai at Tzadik. Dreitach HaKob, that you want to do something else. And you feel you have to force yourself. You feel you have to force yourself to do mitzvahs, and there you really want to do. The Yitzhara says, Torah mitzvah is something you have to force yourself. But Taiva is something that you really want to do. Adreta Kob. He's koi for you. He's the Melech, Zochken, Ksil. He's koi for you. Your Ratzin is to do Ratzin Hashem. So a person gets confused. What do I really want to do, and what am I forcing myself to do? And his whole Yiddishkeit becomes like a Hechrich. His whole Yiddishkeit becomes like a Midas Adin, like a Hechrich, like a Hechrich de Gezach. And then he feels naturally he wants to do the Averis, when in fact it's Faket. So you have to come to the Beis Hamikdash to put everything into perspective. But always the Kodesh Kodashim of the Beis Hamikdash, that's the real message. There couldn't be Nisgala so clearly, but you have to want to know the undiluted message. That's what's going on in the Kodesh Kodashim.